Murder and Mayhem in Jefferson County, Missouri. The Cold Case Murder, Margaret Lowry, 1958. Harry Stoll wanted to get an early start on his hayfield. At 70, he knew the August temperature would quickly rise to become unmercifully hot by midday. His old trusty tractor hummed along, kicking up the dust along Ridge Road in Dittmer, Missouri, toward the field he planned to work today. Passing the home of William Weber, Harry came to an area that had an abundance of tall grass and bushes that skirted the road. Squinting, he saw that some of the leaves and branches appeared to have been recently disturbed, and there were traces of what looked like blood smears. As he slowed the tractor, he spied the bloodied and battered body of a woman clad in a light blouse, shorts, and moccasin slippers, lying on her side with her right arm stretched out above her head as if in slumber. But this was no ordinary slumber, as Harry's cautious examination of the scene before him revealed the woman had been bludgeoned beyond recognition. Realizing he had stumbled onto a murder scene, Harry Stoll quickly made his way to the nearest telephone to call for the sheriff. Who was the woman, and what was she doing out on the side of a road in Dittmer that few even knew existed, except locals? Welcome to the final episode of Murder and Mayhem in Jefferson County, Missouri. I am your host, Mindy Hudson, genealogist at the Jefferson County Library at the Northwest Branch. Over the past year, I have researched, written, and recorded stories of murder, mayhem, and scandal that have occurred in the county's 200-year history. Combining my passion for genealogy with my love of storytelling, I have sought to piece together the lives, experiences, and events that have shaped the history of the county. It was my hope to demonstrate how using information freely available in the library's genealogy department could help researchers form a much richer picture of the lives of not only notable residents, but also their own family. With the aid of genealogy records, including census records, vital records, probate files, newspaper articles, and more, we are able to take an event that happened decades and even centuries ago and make an interesting and compelling story out of it. Crime and scandal do not happen in a vacuum. There are always circumstances that surround the victims, the perpetrators, and the survivors that tend to get lost in the sensational headlines. It was always my hope and goal to humanize the people behind the stories. Jefferson County is located about 25 miles south of St. Louis, Missouri. Dittmer is a very small community that began about 1848 when the Dittmer family arrived in Missouri from Germany. The land where they settled had previously belonged to George Mackay and Jonathan Wise, and was about as rural as it comes. But the enterprising German immigrants didn't let that stop them from opening a general store for the few residents who had settled in the remote area on modern-day Highway 30. A post office was quickly added, and Dittmer's store became the gathering place for the community. As is so often the case, the name of the settlement became known as Dittmer because of the post office, and although it is still considered a rural area, has grown with the influx of residents seeking to live outside of the hustle of city surroundings, yet close enough for the conveniences offered. Margaret J. O'Brien was the youngest daughter of William O'Brien and Ellen Fagan. She was born 1913 in East St. Louis, Illinois, and it is possible that her mother died delivering her. She was raised by her widowed father and her older siblings in East St. Louis. After the death of her father, she moved to St. Louis and made a living working as a waitress and sewing. Margaret was a soft-spoken woman. She had brown hair and wore glasses. She remained single until 1953, when she met Francis C. Frank Lowry, a divorced auto mechanic. Margaret's brother, William, was also a mechanic, and perhaps that gave the pair something in common. Frank had one son, Richard, who was raised primarily by his grandparents. Not long after the wedding, Frank and Margaret moved from St. Louis to a small house in Ditmer, next door to Frank's mother, Vivian, and her second husband, Lester Guild. 2 years into the marriage, Frank died suddenly of a heart attack. He was buried in Sunset Burial Park. The loss of her husband must have been quite a blow to Margaret. She had moved away from the city where she could easily find employment to one of the most remote areas of Jefferson County. She began searching the newspapers for opportunities and kept a notebook of prospective employers which she planned to contact. The Monday prior to the murder, she left her Ditmer residence to visit her sister, May Dineen, who lived in East St. Louis. There are few details about what transpired that week, but she returned home on Thursday, locked her car door, and went inside her house. About 10 o'clock p.m., a car pulled into her driveway, and her mother-in-law later stated that she heard a male voice call out, "Margaret!" A few moments later, the car pulled out of the driveway, but Mrs. Gill didn't investigate further. Margaret apparently knew the person who came to get her. It also appeared she did not expect to be gone from the house very long, as she left the door unlocked, the lights on, a fan running, and her purse behind. She carried only her keys, which were on a chain with a miniature copy of the license plate of her car. The car drove from the Lowry home, turning right onto Ridge Road, a side road which was not a main road, and was known mostly to the locals. Mr. and Mrs. William Weber lived in a house along the road. They heard the sound of tires on the gravel near their house, and heard a vehicle which sounded as if it had pulled off the road. Nothing else was heard for several minutes, and although it was not unusual for cars to be traveling that road late at night, they didn't think too much of it until they heard a door slam and the sound of tires slinging gravel as if in a hurry to leave. As no other commotion was heard, they went on to bed. Early the following morning, Henry Stoll was traveling the road, getting ready to do farm work, when he happened to see the disturbance of the foliage and the massive amount of blood spatter on the leaves. It was to his horror that he found a woman beaten to death right beside the road. The person who had done the deed was obviously in a hurry to get away, as her body could have easily been concealed in the thick brush just a little further off the road. Sheriff Leo Church was called to the scene, along with some deputies. They discovered the weapon, a tire tool, had been used to beat the woman. The disturbance of the scene appeared that she had been caught by surprise by the attack, but had fought valiantly for her life. An autopsy showed no signs of sexual assault, and robbery was ruled out as nothing from her house was missing, and her keys, as well as a $5 bill, were found near her body. Identification was made when the license number on the keychain showed the vehicle was registered to Margaret Lowry. Clues as to the identity of the assailant were few and far between. There were rumors swirling that Mrs. Lowry was connected with gangsters or perhaps ran a prostitution ring in St. Louis, but none of these allegations had any evidence to back them up. Her funeral was held at Brimmer Funeral Home, and Margaret was buried at Sunset Burial Park. The leads grew cold and were eventually relegated to the cold case files. Margaret Lowry was mostly forgotten by all but one young boy who came to me many years later asking if I could find anything on this cold case. He remembered working as a youngster at a local car repair and had met the gentle lady a few times when she had brought her vehicle in to be serviced. I wish I could have solved the mystery for him, But alas, as so often happens, there will likely always be questions surrounding this case. Someone, somewhere, got away with murder. Margaret had no children of her own. She was stepmother to Richard Lowry, who was already a grown man by the time she came into his life. He died tragically in an automobile accident near House Springs in 1968. I chose the Cold Case File as my last podcast for the genealogy department as a tribute to all of the stories still waiting to be told. Although I was not born and raised here, I fell in love with Jefferson County when I came to work in the genealogy department in 2005. As I retire, I plan to continue to tell stories under the name Old Fashioned Murder and Mayhem. I hope you'll watch for those stories. This has been Murder and Mayhem in Jefferson County, Missouri, brought to you by the Jefferson County Library Genealogy Department, located at the Northwest Branch, 5680 Highway PP, High Ridge, Missouri. Earlier podcasts and information about this and other interesting people and places in the county are just waiting for you to discover them.